Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen. Today I'm joined by JC Calderwood, and JC is the president of Rattlesnake River Productions. And first of all, just thanks for being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
Well, I appreciate it, Jason. I appreciate being here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're here to talk about your event called Kicking It in the Park, and it's put on by your Rattlesnake River Productions. And if you could just talk to us about what Rattlesnake River Productions is, besides a mouthful.
Well, I understand it's a mouthful. It was for me, too. Well, Rattlesnake River Productions, what we've designed to do is we're going to help some communities, we're going to help some organizations produce their shows, get some bigger entertainers for them and things up in this area, which we've been missing for years, and work on some donations for them, work on different things for them. And eventually, of course, there'll be some shows just for Rattlesnake River Productions. But right now, we're worried about helping out communities. And we've selected Brockway as our next venture there with Kicking It in the Park. It's Kicking It in the Park, a tribute to our heroes.
Okay, so a tribute to our heroes, what exactly does that mean?
Well, it all started out as a dining room conversation with two people, and it's grown into a conglomerate of massive participation from Brockway, because it's just a wonderful crowd to work with, and they've all, I mean, it's from the city council to the town police to rec board, all the businesses, the banks, everybody has all dove in on this. Brockway is a community where they stick together, and it is that hometown country USA that we're looking for, and that's what Daryl's excited about coming up for, is because it's a hometown USA. He really wants to be part of that and have a good time. But it's just helping them set up something, and Kicking the Park turned into from a tribute to our troops to our heroes. Mm-hmm. We've now included your American Legion, your VFW, anything for the Wounded Warriors, Project Comfort Warrior, Wounded Warrior Project, Army Navy Club, the fire departments as well, because they're definitely our heroes as well, our fire departments, and of course our local police department, and just wanted to, continue getting out to all our heroes instead of just being a select thing and trying to give to one thing. It's now come into a real community event, and it's going to help all those organizations in Brockway out, and we're happy about that.
Now, I know you're talking about, how everybody from Brockway is real excited about this, but we reach a lot of people here. So what exactly is this Kicking It in the Park event?
Kicking It in the Park event is a major country concert, probably one of the biggest that's going to hit the area in the last 10 years. We've got three major country artists coming. We have a park kind of set up at the bottom across the street from the venue, where we'll have some vendors. The fire department will be there on display and talking to the people and doing that kind of thing. Mahindra Tractors, Dunlop Lawn and Gardens coming. They're going to have Mahindra Tractors there because they support the Warriors and Wounded Warriors and things. We have all four branches of the military recruiting service will be there with their new recruits, helping out and doing some interviews and things. And we'll have the Boy Scouts are involved. They're going to have ice cream and drinks. And a couple of food vendors will be there, I'm sure, that they'll be familiar with because they come to the 4th of July, like Love's Concessions, things like that will be there. And we'll be selling tickets and merchandise and whatever the entertainers want to sell, and it's going to be quite a deal. They'll have plenty of time to roam around, and they come across the street to the show, and it's going to be a good 2.5-hour show. It's going to be a great show.
And who's going to be performing?
Well, we're headlining Daryl Singletary, who is a triple platinum country artist.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all know the name.
He's a pretty big guy.
And opening for him is going to be a brand new kid. I should say young man. He is coming up the charts like he's on a ramp. A very good performer. And people are going to be a little not put off, but they'll be a little surprised, because right now he's got a chair, his guitar, a microphone, and an amp, and he comes out there, and what comes out of this young man is nothing but pure gold. He's got a hit climbing the charts now that's on CMT. He's got a #3 CMT video, from what I understand. It's called Flowers. She Only Wanted Flowers. And a great song. He's a great performer. He has a lot of fun with the people. He's young. The girls will have to put a fence up, hold themselves back, but he's just that kind of entertainer. And after him is George
and
Dukas.
And what's his name?
Oh, that's David Adam Burns. I'm sorry.
With a hit called Flowers, that's coming up. So maybe we can, if you want, you can research that, do some YouTube or Google it, and that way you can.
He's got an official webpage up, and he's on Better Angels Music, so he's a signed artist too as well. Second coming up is George Dukas. George Dukas, you might remember him from doing the theme song from Rodeo Houston, Party With Your Boots On. He does Kicking It in the Cowtown. He had his great big number one hit that stayed on the charts for like 21 weeks was Lipstick Promises. Great entertainer.
And he's written a number of other big hits for artists.
He's written number one hits for artists that you can name, like we can name the list all afternoon.
Right.
He is a great songwriter, a great performer. And he's just as excited to come up here as everybody else. I mean, he and Daryl have both talked to me quite a few times on the phone. They've sent videos up to tell the people on our Facebook page and on our other communication pages of how excited they are to be coming up and telling everybody to come. It's going to be a great time.
And then it's going to be headlined by Daryl Singletary. I mean, that's got to be really exciting stuff.
It is. It's becoming a really exciting show. And they're all looking forward to putting on a great show for these folks because they know what they're doing. They're donating and they're helping our heroes. And we're looking to have a very, very good turnout.
Now, where is the concert happening in Brockway?
The concert's going to happen in Brockway at Taylor Memorial Park. Some of you may be familiar with that's where the 4th of July celebration and things happen. On their new stage that the American Legion built. This stage, okay. So it's a big tribute to them as they're building the stage, and we're going to close off part of the park. So those of you who may be waiting to see if you can get a lawn chair and sit back by the swimming pool and see the show, they will be closed in by an 8-foot privacy fence around the show area. So buying a ticket to get in the show is, and that's your donation as well. So we're doing it kind of that way, but it will be closed off. So you can't sit on your back porch up on the other end of town and be able to see the show.
Gotcha. And what time does the show start?
The festivities on the lower end start right between 3 and 3:30, and that'll give you a chance to roam around, come in. You're going to buy your if you buy your tickets online, you'll have to keep your receipt. You come, go to the booth, pick up your hard tickets that you'll need at the door up on top of the hill. That'll be from 3:30 until about 6:00. And then we're going to open the doors to let people in the show about 6:00. It's festival seating. Bring your own chair, your own portable lounger, whatever you want to bring, blankets, anything, and have a great time because it's going to be one great show. And we're going to have everybody there at the park is going to be there to help. Fire department be there to help. Police department be there. And everybody's involved to make sure you folks have a great time.
And I guess we should mention the date as well, Friday, May 19th.
Yes, sir, it is. Friday, May 19th. That's the day before Armed Forces Day, so it'll be a great salute out to the heroes and the American Legion and our veterans and everything. So we thought it'd be just a good way to do that.
Now, you can get tickets ahead of time, or you can get them at the door. Am I correct there?
We'll have some at the door if we're not sold out by then because tickets are going. I mean, they're doing really well. You can buy them on our webpage. And that's rattlesnakeriverproductions.com. There's 4 locations in Brockway. If you want to just go buy your hard tickets there, we've got S&T Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Brockway Drug, and J.D. Petruzzi's insurance agency right there in town are going to have tickets for you. You can go right there, buy them, and then you won't have to stop by anywhere. You just go to the door when you're ready, and we'll let you in and pick your seat and have a great time.
Now, I know you mentioned that tickets are selling fast, and you know, you can still get your tickets at the door, assuming it's not sold out by then. How many tickets are you able to sell for this event?
Well, when we first started out, it's kind of funny. I told them what I needed to make to cover the entertainment and cover basic donations, things like that, and they laughed at me. They told me to go away and just wait and see what happens, because it's Brockway. We're looking at probably 1,500 to 1,800 people are going to be able to come to the show, and unfortunately with the closed-in area and things like that, we can't have the same crowd they have for the 4th of July because that's 3,000 to 5,000. I'd love to have it, but we can't afford that much fence. So we're doing it this way, and this is the first annual Kick It in the Park. The rec board and city council have asked us to do this for them at their stage and have an event for them. Every year now, Kick It in the Park. Now, there'll be different entertainers. It might be different themes, but Kick It in the Park will always happen around the same date. And we've got other entertainers that we want to bring up that we've made communications with for this area, Ridgeway, St. Mary's, Brockway. We've got a girls' night out planned. It would be Julie Roberts, probably from the Grand Ole Opry. Another opener, we don't know who we might get to fill in the gap there, but Joe DeMessina will be coming up for that show.
Wow.
It'll be a great show.
That'll get a lot of people.
I've got Daryl Worley wanting to come up this fall, Labor Day, to do a show. So that'll be somewhere in the area here. So we're going to bring some country to you.
Yeah. How long have you been planning this event? I mean, how long does it take to put something like this together?
Well, the first conversation has started New Year's weekend, actually. And it's grown from that little conversation, having one entertainer come up, to what it is now. Absolutely exciting to me, because it's grown into that big an event. And I love to be part of it. And I love to plan these and help produce these events, because it does so much for people. And I think we should really enjoy this up there and have a great time with the people in Brockway.
So, you know, it's only been about 2.5 months that you've been planning this. Is that right?
Well, that with over 18 years of experience.
Right. Right.
I do know how to plan and produce the show.
Sure.
Very well. But it was the rest of it that came together that just surprised me to death, the way Brockway and the surrounding area here has come together and said, yeah, we're coming.
What are some of the events that you've put on in the past?
Well, I worked with entertainers. I was in one capacity or another for a lot of years, over 18 years. And I was either driving their buses, I was helping produce their shows, or I was in communications or security people and dealing with that, both overseas and here. Everything from rock to rap to country, worked with all kinds of different entertainers. I worked with a band out of Pennsylvania here, Breaking Benjamin, out of Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. I was with them for about a year.
Yeah.
On their tour. And country artists, I used to play drums. I was a studio drummer and played on tour with a lot of the older artists. I've worked with people such as Don Williams, Pam Tillis, Jamie O'Neill. I worked with Daryl at one time. That's how we got to know each other. Christian artist, Denver and the Mile High Orchestra, and Diamond Rio is going on the Christian label now, and just bands like that that I worked with back in the old school days. I can't keep up with these youngsters anymore. But I come home. I retired, actually, and came home, and not out of boredom, but out of lack of communications with all my friends, I started this production company, and I've got communications with a lot of country people. I'm working with the oldest, most nostalgic agency in Nashville, the Buddy Lee Agency. Been there a long time. I knew Buddy, and his daughter now runs it, Donna, and a great, great crowd to work with. And they're going to be up here for this show, too. They said they weren't going to miss this. So they're all excited about coming up, too. I've got another producer coming in from Las Vegas, as far as Las Vegas.
Wow.
She's coming in to see how we do, and I've worked with her quite a bit in the past. And they're all coming to see what I do. So you know it's going to be good, because I have to cover my tail.
Now, you mentioned Denver and the Mile High Orchestra, and you actually did something with them not too long ago. Is that correct?
I did.
Okay.
I had a show recently in the area with Denver and the Mile High Orchestra back when they came back from China. They were touring. They were listed as one of the number three touring Christian artists.
Well, that's pretty
and
neat.
We did a show with them, and I've known Denver for a long, long, long time. And the group I used to run around with back in the day for their Christmas galas and all that stuff, I used to work with them. So that was my first foray up here, trying to get a group up here, because Denver said, we'd love to come up and do a show for you. And I said, well, okay, here we go. So we did that. This show here that show was fantastic. If anybody saw that show at Brookville, the show was very good. This show will top it by 10 times. Because it's just huge. We have professional sound, professional lighting all through my corporation here. The light show will be absolutely phenomenal. We've got everything from lasers to smoke to haze to strobes to whatever you can think of. The stage will not look the same when they see this little stage down there in Brockway. It's going to be a heck of a show. And we've got some little surprises planned here and there.
Of course.
So we'll just have to kind of let that go until you get your ticket and come. But there will be some surprises there. A lot of things that will be involved in this.
What's it like bringing in a country act to an area that is really big into country music?
It's great. It's been an experience for me, because I'd been so many places with the country entertainers. I mean, I've been up, played, and brought people to the Clearfield County Fair, to Meadville, up to Crawford County Fair. It's just a great area. What I like is they've stayed traditional up here. As Daryl calls it, honky-tonk funk has not hit up here. But the traditional country is where the real artists are. It takes a real talent. I mean, these artists are still playing the pedal steel guitars in their band. They're still playing the lone fiddles, the banjo, everything. It's just a phenomenal sound. It is the country sound, and that's what people up here really enjoy.
Absolutely. You've mentioned your Facebook page. What is that Facebook page? Where can somebody go to get that information there?
Facebook page is Kicking It in the Park, a tribute to our heroes.
And let's remind everybody of the day, the time, where to get tickets, who's performing, all the basics. Let's go over that.
Well, it's Daryl Singletary, George Dukas, and David Adam Burns, May 19th at Taylor Memorial Park in Brockway.
And that's a Friday.
That is a Friday night, so you can boot scoot until Sunday afternoon if you feel like it.
There you go. That's a good plan.
It's going to be easy. Now, one thing I didn't mention, people who are going to try and spend their money on babysitters and all that kind of thing, might not be any need for some, because children under 12 get into our show for free.
Cool.
So you bring the kids with you. Have a great time. It is a family event. It is a drug-free, alcohol-free event over there. So it's a good family atmosphere. So bring the kids with you. Have a great time with them. And all of our properly uniformed military are going to be allowed to get in for free.
Awesome.
Because it's all about, you know, them and the wounded warriors and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let them in for free. So that is pretty much what the show is going to be about.
What time does the party start? What time does the show start again?
Well, the party started already from me being in Brockway at the Army Navy Club. The girls are outside dancing on a guy's truck to Kicking It in the Cowtown. So the party's already started. But the activities start around between 3 and 3:30. The park, the little concession area will be open. You can talk to their recruiters, talk to your wounded warriors, or talk to whoever, and see the tractors display and all the kind. We have more displays coming. We just don't know what they are quite yet.
Okay.
We might have a couple monster tractors there and some pulling tractors that will be there as well. So we're going to do the best we can to keep that activity. Doors open to the show at 6 o'clock, and that will be into the fenced-in area. You'll be allowed in at 6 o'clock to find your location that you want to put your chair and sit down. And I think if we get 15 to 1,800, you're going to want to pick a good seat because it's going to be, be a pretty good crowd in there.
And the show starts at 7, goes for about 2.5 hours?
Show will start with the entertainers. The show will start about 7:30. We have some things to cover beforehand. We're going to, actually, the American Legion Color Guard is coming. They're going to do a 21-gun salute, national anthem, and our Pledge of Allegiance. We'll get started that way. I have an MC for the show. He's going to have a great time. I'll be talking a little bit at the show. Hope not much, but we'll be talking a little bit. And then we will have the entertainers start coming on about 7:30. Now, we are going to wait for people to get in because there is one entrance, and we might be a few minutes.
Sure.
But, of course, that's a show. That's just the way it is. Yeah. But we will make the people comfortable. We're trying not to leave anybody out unless you come after it's sold out. There's not a lot we can do about that. We can't expand the fence. We can't redo the fence. But you don't want to miss this one, because then you'll be waiting until next year, and God knows who will have. But you can bet it'll be as big an entertainer as we have this year to do this for Brockway. We're really enjoying the experience.
Pre-sale tickets, $30. Where are they available?
Pre-sale tickets are $30. They are available online at rattlesnakeriverproductions.com. It's a big line, but there is they're available on PayPal right off the webpage. There will be links from the Facebook page also to that webpage. I believe there's links from all three entertainers now that go to the show in Brockway. They will probably have a link for me on there as well. But if not, there are two places to get them online is on the webpage and maybe find the Facebook link. The four places in town to buy them, S&T Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Brockway Drug, and J.D. Petruzzi's Insurance Agency.
All those places in Brockway.
Those places in Brockway. That's correct.
And make sure you get your tickets ahead of time. They're at the door. They're $38, right?
Yes,
and,
they are.
And that's assuming they're not sold out by then. Pre-sale tickets, $30. Anything else that we missed that we need to make sure we cover here today?
No, I think your listeners should really enjoy this show. And if they're looking for that springtime escape,
here it
to
is.
Be the first ones out, in the spring for an outdoor show. It is rain or shine because of the donations and because of everything going to our heroes and things like that. There will be no refunds on the tickets because it's a covered stage. The entertainers can still perform. So we're going to leave it at that.
Bring your ponchos.
Yeah, bring your ponchos, bring your umbrellas, hold your children over your head, whatever you got to do to have a great time. But I think your listeners will have a great time at this show, and it is well produced. It's all professionally produced, and it's professionally managed, and I think you'll see we're bringing a little bit of Nashville to you. It's going to be as good as fanfare and as good as everything else for these entertainers. So we're really looking forward to it.
JC sounds awesome. And I'm looking forward to it. It really sounds like a great event. I wish you the best of luck in the final 2 months here of planning up until the event. And really cool to be a tribute to our heroes. Thanks for coming on Talk of the Town with us today.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it very much.